Rabbi Avraham Moshe Lampin.
A famous medrash in Parshas Metzora. Ma'aseh b'roichel eichad. There's a story with a peddler. Shoyu machaze b'ayurah she'ismiret le'tzipoiri. He was going around selling his goods in the towns close to Tzipoiri. V'yamachris. And he called out, v'oymer, man bu'el le'mizven samchayim. Who wants to go come and buy medicine of Refiah, Samchaim, a medication that gives Chaim, gives life. Samchaim, a medication of life. The whole Oilem came to hear, like a Valtig Azach, Samchaim. Rabbi Yanai was sitting in his house, a Pushit Betraklinai. He was learning Psikim in his house, says the Medrash. Shammai heard the machris that this peddler was calling out, man bu'el le'mizben samchai. Umalai, so he said to he called out to this peddler, tu, sak locha, come to me to my house, zabili, sell me your goods. Umalai, so this peddler says, lav an tzurich lai v'loy de kibusach. People like you don't need to have my samchai. It's not necessary. Nevertheless, atrachalai, he was batriach on this peddler to come. Something to go by, he came to his house. Sell me your goods. Holzelu saif tehillim. He opened the tehillim. Herle pusik, mi yishach of tzchayim. You want to have life? What's the aitze? The tzoy le shoyche mairu. Si mairu vasai toif. Umar Rabbi Yanai. Af shloime machiz v'oime. Shoyme pive le shoynoi. Shoyme betzuas nafshayim. Umar Rabbi Yanai, call you my all my days. Who ye see koira apustika zei? I say in Tehillim and every Shabbos we say the psikin zimra. Mi yishchav tzchayim v'loi who ye see yedaya haichin ipush. I didn't just realize how simple it is. Ad shavu roichel zei v'edia he was megal to me a gewaltige secret. Mi yishchav tzchayim gewaltige. I was so impressed with this Samchaim. Lefichach Moshe Mazas Yisroel Ve'oimer Elhem Zois Tia Toyos Amatzoire. This is the Toyra of the Moitzi Shemra. Ad Kaan Divra Medrash. And hundreds of Pshutim have been said to Meshach Adoyres and all for him to understand what Taka Pshat in this Medrash. What Taka did this Reuchel reveal as a gewaltige. He showed him the Pusik. So what was he Megala? And he was so impressed, Rabbi Yanai. What's going on here? I want to, as I said, try to say a pshat in this medrash. Samchaim didn't mean Gashmis to get Samchaim. It means Gashmis as well. But it means also Rochnias. Mi yeshachof etzchaim, zikr, it means Gashmis as well, kipshitoi. But it means Rochnias. Samchaim means, the Torah says in Pashat the Suvim, v'chartu b'chaim. A person has to be boiche and true chaim nitzchim. L'man tichye atu v'zareichu. You should be able to live in this world, in the oylem shahusit, oylem abu, l'ahav Hashem l'keichu, to have love naibishter, l'shmoy b'koylo, to listen to his voice, l'dovke boy, to be connected to the aibishter, ki chayeichu v'oyach yumeichu. You should have life on this world, but the emesna, the tachas of this world is, zuich tzizan, hu oylem azei doyme l'pozde, Haskel Asrub Bukhpozde, Shikul is the Traklin of the Tachlis. So this Reuchel came around the towns in Tzipoir and he says, Man Buel Mizvan Samchaim. I have got a gewisse medication. A person will take this Sam, it'll give him a Koyach to have Chaim Nitzchim. Alte Gesach. We know in Gashmir, a person has Remach Avurim, Vishesu Gidim. And if he's not feeling well, he takes a medication, it's a medicine, to give a koich in his remach, we so give him. So this Reuch was saying, I have a Samchaim Rochniyim, that by taking the Samchaim, you'll be able to be healthy, and give a kayim, the remach mitzvahs esse, and the sum mitzvahs loizese. So obviously all the people came, If you have an easy way, we know Tayak mitzvahs are not so easy to be mekayim. And you have a medication, you have a koyach to give me a koyach to be able to mekayim the mitzvahs, they will share in the Eitzah. So even Rabbi Yannai also wanted to listen to this Eitzah. Says this Reuchel, no, you don't need me. Why not? Why didn't Rabbi Yannai need the Eitzah of the Reuchel? The Teretz says, the Gemara says in many places, the Torah is called Samchai. The Gemara says, Nimsh le Torah ke Samchai. Berusi yetze hore, Berusi le Torah tablin, im Atem Oizke be Torah, ein Atem im Surum Yudoi. So, since he saw Rabbi Yannai sitting and learning Torah, he knew he was a heilige Amoira, he says, you don't need my Eitzah, you're learning Torah, you have the Samchai. The Gemara says, in the Sefer Ayin, Dafni and Dalet, a person gives a medicine to his friend. Udam noisen samlach avayroi. There's always side effects. Lezei yofe, lezei kusha. Says Rashi, it's good for the heart, it's bad for the eyesight. Oder verkehrt. Aber umakudish buchi, kudish buchi eine kein. Nusen teurli Yisruel, samchaim lechol gifoi. A meile. This Reuchel saw Rabbi Yannai sitting and learning, you don't need my eyes of Samchai, you're learning Torah. But Rabbi Yannai Lishitusai says, no, please come to me. Why? What's Rabbi Yannai Lishitusai? Rabbi Yannai says, in Masech Tzime, in Masech Tzabbos, Machriz Rabbi Yannai, just like this Reuchel was Machriz, Man Buhl, Mrs. Samadachayim, Machriz Rabbi Yannai. Rabbi Yannai also calls out something. What does he say? He says, Chaval al the last line darte v'tar le darte ovid. Ashur, it's a shame. Chaval, it's a shame. As somebody who struggles in Torah, he hasn't got the dira, he hasn't got the house, and he makes the door for the house. The house is the Yiras Shemayim, says Rashi. And the Torah is a door to go into the Yiras Shemayim. It's a shame somebody who struggles in Torah, he learns all his life Torah, but he hasn't got the deer, he hasn't got the house, the Yerushalayim. He only learns the Torah, which is the daughter of Yerushalayim. And the Gemara carries on to say, Zuche, the person is Zuche to have Yerushalayim, Nas loy sam chayim. Loy Zuche, Nas loy sam misa, it's called sam misa. Kim tos, Rabbi Yannai Shetusai, who is Machris, in Masechta Shabbos, in Masechta Yime. Chaval, it's a shame. Somebody who has the desolate dart, he hasn't got the Torah, he hasn't got the house, the Yerushalayim. The Tarlet dart, Ovid, he wasn't happy. He sits and learns, that's not enough. He has to have the Koyach of Yerushalayim to be able to have the real Samchayim. Torah in itself is not yet Samchayim. If it's Torah, Shaloi Lishma, the Gemara says, as Urech Yom B'Yemina, somebody Limaminim Ba, he learns Torah from the right side. Ma'amin ba, Torah lishma. Then it's Oyruch Yumim. Then it's Samchayim. Aber le'masmilim ba, if he learns Torah shloy lishma, Oyruch Yumim, he might have, but it's not Samchayim. It's not Oyruch Yumim. He comes out to Oyruch Yumim. So Rabbi Yannai Lishetusoi, begoidl an v'sinisoi, felt so humble. Can I say that my Torah is Samchayim? Can I say that I have the real darte? Aber this Reuchel was sure that Rabbi Yannai has the darte. As the Medrash says, Rabbi Yannai have a Yusuf, he pushed it betaklinai. He was sitting in his house. Well, obviously sitting in his house, sitting out the house. The Medrash means to say, he was sitting in his house. He had a traklin, he had a house. Rabbi Yannai saw this, the Reuchel saw Rabbi Yannai sitting and learning Torah in the traklin. He was asking us from a posner, Shtegile traklin. He had this darte. You don't need my Eitzah, you're learning Torah. Your Torah is Samchayim. But Rabbi Yannai wasn't convinced that his Torah is a real Torah. Maybe he's missing this Yerushalayim. So please come and give me a Eitzah. That when I learn Torah, I should be able to have such a Torah, I should have the koyach of being Samchayim. It should be my meaning, bar. It should be like a koyach of Torah that can be Samchayim. We're not sure. We learn Torah. We're not yet zicher that the Torah has got the right Yerushalayim. So give me an Eitzah, give me a medicine, give me a remedy, how I can have a koyach to know that my Torah will be Samchayim. This is the question of Rabbi Yannai. And we can see The Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Yitesh Amud Beis, brings the same story of the Schoichel in a different version. Rabbi Alexandria also called out Mam Buah Lemitzvah Samchai, and the Gemara concludes there, Sir Mayru, God your turn from bad, Vasai Toiv and learn Teure. Ein Toiv Elu Teure, Shneim Kelei Toiv Satchat Rusi Alta Zoivi. So you see clearly in the Avodah Zarah that the Eitzer of the Schoichel Rabbi Alexandria was to be able to have a Sam Chaim that will ensure that Simaru, the Asai Toyre, that we learn Toyre, which Toyre is Toyre, Simaru, you have to have a Akdumah, you have to have an introduction to the Toyre, that the Toyre should be Sam Chaim. So, what's the Kipshat? What's the Kipshat? We know, Berusi Yaitza Horre, Berusi Toyre Tavlin. So, we go to the Shia. We learn Teure, we versuche to learn a Koil, we versuche to learn more hours, we have Teure, so we have the Samchai, Koil is enough, no? Says Rabbi Yana, no? Chaval? Famous word of Baal Shem Tov HaKudosh. Yaakov Avinu was sitting 14 years in Shaim Ve'Aiva learning Teure day and night, didn't even sleep. And then, after 14 years, he goes to the house of Lavan on the way, he's lying there on Harabayis. And he says, "Uch ba noira muke bazei." He saw the big Yerushalayim. Ein zei ki im bayis elikim. This is a true bayis. The zei, the Torah I've learned before, is shar hashemayim. It's the gate to reach the bayis. So after learning 14 years, Yaakov Avinu, when he went to Lavan, and he had to have the akduma to be able to fight Lavan, so he learned 14 years. Lavan symbolizes the Yitzhara. And he had to go to Lavan's house to be able to be secured against Lavan. He had to learn 14 years Torah. But then he realized, no, after coming to the Mukim HaMikdash, he saw the big Yerushalayim, Silav Mitzav Arzu, the Rosh HaMegi HaShemayim, Hashem Mitzav Ulav, he realized the great Yerushalayim. He realized it's not sufficient to learn Torah. Ein Zei Kiim Bais, and Kiim, the Yerushalayim is the Bais, the Zei Torah Shar HaShemayim, Torah with Yerushalayim, that can secure Tavlin. So how do we get the Yerushalayim? That's the big question. So let me continue with Akduma. We're now the days of the Sphira. The Gemara tells us in Yevumas that Samach Bais Umid Bais. As Rabbi Kiva, the high head of Rabbi Kiva, had Shnaim Use Elev Zigim, 12. Shnaim Use Elev 12,000 Zigis of Talmidim. And they all were nifta in the days between Pesach and Atzeres. Shaloi nahagi kuvet zei lezei. V'hoyu oylem shumim. Till Rabbi Kiva came, and he found the new Talmidim, and they were man with the Torah. Talmidim Rabbi Kiva, you can't find bigger Talmidim Chachumim. The Gemara says in Menuchas, when Moshe Rabbeinu came in Shemayim, and he saw Rabbi Kiva's madrage, b'shach, before Kabbalat Torah, he came in Shemayim, and he saw with Neviah, the Neshumah of Rabbi Kiva, how he struggles in Torah. He says, Eibishter, don't give the Torah through me. You have Rabbi Kiva. Give the Torah to Rabbi Kiva. He's greater than me. Eibishter, stoik. Kach ulub machshuva. But Rabbi Kiva was a madraige of Moshe Rabbeinu. Adkin akach Moshe Rabbeinu said, he should be the most in the Torah. So tell me the Rabbi Kiva learned Torah by the biggest Rabbi, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Rabbi Kiva. And maybe they were missing Midas Toivus. Maicha Taisa. Omer Rebbe Kiva, V'haftu l're'achu k'moichu, Zei klal gudel b'teure. Can you find a better Rebbe who is great, Sai in Teure, Ben Udum l'mukim, Ben Udum l'chavayroi? And the Gemura calls them Talmide Rebbe Kiva. So they weren't going in the coffee room by Rebbe Kiva. They were sitting and learning by Rebbe Kiva. If there was some drying outside, they wouldn't be called Talmide Rebbe Kiva. They were in the Shia, they went to the Shia, they were following his instructions, they were learning his Torah, they were learning his Middas, and nevertheless, they weren't Zoycha Techaim. Sam Chaim says, Loi Nogi Kuvet Zei Lezei. Why not? If they, what was missing? If they heard from Rabbi Kiva the words, like in Lublini Yeshiva, there's a big notice outside, Lechi Budem Shemili, Yir Hashem lemetchem, in the stones, Ramay Shapira engraved these words. Till today we see it. Lechi Yivudim Shemli, Yir Hashem lemetchem. I'm sure in the Yeshiva Rabbi Kiva, the motto outside was that was the kalkud l'matoyre. It came into the yeshiva. That was the message. Zikr, they learned the message. So why was it missing the inyan of l'noyku v'zeilezei? How could that be? So divre toyre, ashirim mukim eichot, anim mukim eichot, v'ashirim mukim acha. The medrash in Keheles adds the word. Rishoinim, do you know why they died? B'nai shoye anayim tzure b'toyre zeilezei. The eyes was tzor, was eng. You see, in Yiddish, but that faginen. I think there's no word in English for faginen. They say there's no word in English. How do you say in English faginen? To fagin, yeah.
The term begrudge.
Grudge is forget, but to have fagin, forget. Not to have a grudge, okay. Not to, the closest thing yet in English is not to have a grudge. But in Yiddish,
was.
No, that's what they say. I'm counting about it. Even in the Tzisruah, they say lefargen. They use the Yiddish. Lefargen, Zuckman. There's no word in any language of Yiddish, but Yidden do faginen. Yidden do faginen. Not have a grudge. Okay, that's negative. To faginen. A person comes to the Besmedrish. And he sees Riven, Talmud Truchim, bigger than me. Shimon, a bigger oyster than me. Laivi, Abba Al-Gemel's Chasudim. He's Matzlich in Panusa. He's matzliach in Teure. He's matzliach in Rub Lechavairoi. If a person's got an eye and ru, he's got a grudge. A person who goes after the eye and ru, it's terrible. He can't find his place. He feels constantly, doesn't feel comfortable in the surrounding. Everybody gives him like a shtech. But if a person has an eye and teure, a person teaches himself. That's Yirishemayim. Yirishemayim, true Yirishemayim, the real place to test yourself. If you have Yiras Shemayim, if you have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you realize that everybody in this world has his shlichus and have his atzluche, and if Shimon is more matzlich than me, it doesn't take away my atzluche. I have my shlichus. The Eibush is close to Shimon, is close to Riven. If a person has klu Yiras Shemayim, the test is, what's your ayin? Do you have an ayin toive? Do you fagin yanim? Do you come in with smedrish? And you might see people more matzlich than you. And you say, okay, if that's how Kosh Baruch Hu wants, you should have this shliches, that's your shliches. Doesn't take away my shliches, I have my koich. And you speak to the Eibushter, you daven to the Eibushter, you ask him, you daven to him, please give me also success. But there's no problem with a second person's success to make me feel uncomfortable. That's called ayin toive. That's the test. That's the test to be able to have two Yiras Shemayim. Now, we said that Torah Lishma is called Maiminim. It's called right. And Torah Lishma is called Masmilim. What's it got to do with right and left? The Mefarshim say that Ayin Toiva is an ayin from the right side. It's the Eibushter's eye. Ayin Hashem Aliyayof. Ayin from the right side is called Ayin Toive. Ayin Ru is called the left eye. Like a person who's he looks, people look, even in English you say, right winger, left winger. You have people who look more right, people look more left. A person, I guess, a faginer, a more calm person, he enjoys people, he enjoys people's success, doesn't disturb people, that's called the Ayin Yamin, a right eye. Aber verkehrt, somebody who has an Ayin Zor, a narrow eye, a bad eye, and people who have success disturbs his life. That's called the Ayin Ru. That's the Ayin Smoili. So we say, Azoy, a person who learns Torah with the Ayin Yamin, that's called Maiminim, that's called the right side. That such a person is Zoyche to be able to have true Yiras Shemayim. And through the Ayin Torah, it comes to good midras. And not Spirush and Hara. And then the Torah learns, it can be Sam Chayim. But somebody who goes around with the eye and ru, then his eye is masmilimbo, his eye starts off with the eye and smoily, then he goes, the whole koyach of the person goes left. Because he starts off to look with the left eye, like a begashmias. Person puts on black glasses, everything is black. Puts on green glasses, it's alles green. Puts on clear glass, alles clean. The way a person looks at the world, that's the effect he has in his whole, all his maasim. Hachucham. You want to have chokhmah, you want to have sam chayim and toyne, ayin of beroyshoy. It all depends what his ayin is. Toyne ayin, hiye voyrech. A person wants to have ruche, it all depends. So a person has to put his energy in ayin toyne. That was the secret of this Reuchel. Reuchel says, Mir shechofen tzchaim. Oyev yom lirastoy. You want to have chaim? Sir my ru. Go away from the iron ru. Vasai toiv. Go to the right. See, go away from the left. And go to the right. What's sir? What's go away? Turn around your direction. Sir my ru. Vasai toiv. Have the iron toiv. And then that'll be the samchaim. That'll be the medication. That'll be the refir. That everything is a guide in this daf tzuzam. Like we find in the Ferish Mishnah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Pirek Hai, Mishnah Yates. Talmidish Lav Rumavini, how are you a Tal Lav Rumavini? How can you, says the Gemur, the Mishnah, Ayin Toive. It starts with the Ayin Toive. Then, Riech Memiche, Veneve Schweile. If you have an Ayin Toive, get alles geht's. And also Talmud of Bile Merushe. Bile Merushe is Ayin Ru. Then it's Riech Gevoye, and Neve Schechove. What's the Chilik? Familia Rovini, Uchle Boile Mazei, Vnuch Mal Mabu, they have this, they have Chaim. Chaim on this world, Chaim on that world. O Tabir Shabil Merusha, Yoyin Le Bar Shachas. And Yoyosh Kehane. Ne'in Agei Vesh Sim Oyin. The clipper of Bile Merusha all stopped off. Vesh Sim Oyin. Et Gehat Verstoppte Oyin. If the Oyin are verstoppt, if the way you look at the world is not with your Shemaim to geäufen, the whole world stechs you. Every Hatzluch of a second person disturbs you, because Keile is taking away from you. And that causes Lushan horror, because by Lushan horror, you might feel better, because the second person disturbs you. By speaking bad against him, it makes you feel better. That's all the Indian of Ayin Smuli, the left eye, Simu Ayin, that causes Nefesh Gir Gevoye and Nefesh Gechove. Masha Ayin Kain, Ayin Toive, Hachuchem Ayin of Beroyshoi, Toiv Ayin Hiye Voirech, that's the whole Indian of success. Belaila Seide, then it's a man when we're Chayres. What's that Chayres? We're free from Yitzhara. So we start off the Seide, we say, Kol dich ven yaisa me yaichel. Kol dich yaisa yisach. Says the Gemu, that although normally we know that who benches by the Seide, the Oichach, the guest, but Laila Seide, since the Bala Seide was such a Toiv Ayin, he said, Kol dich ven yaisa me yaichel. Toiv ayin hiye voirech. The Balasaydish bench. So we see that the message of Laila Seide is Toiv ayin hiye voirech. If you want to be chayres, true chayres, to lean on the right side, to be koivish left side, Mamitzum. And to be able to be a ben choyren, demels the aitze is Toiv ayin hiye voirech. Da vzam toiv ay, we start on the side there with kol dich fin yaisa wa yaichel. Ob tzayil maad, ma bikish luv na rami, las li yaki wavini. What's the big, we start that good shabbat, tzayil maad, luv na rami is bilom. What in zoyim, medrushim, luv on and bilom is the same timmer. Have a look luv on. Luv on wanted to destroy his own household. He wanted to kill his own children. Is there any sense in that? Yes. When a person has an eye in who, a person who has a bad eye, even his own children can disturb his own life. And it can even come to such a bad, evil madreige, sometimes b'machshove, through the master. If he sees his son is maybe more successful in business, he tried all his years to make a business, skypish. And his son went out, his matzliach, he opened a business, he became a millionaire. If you have an eye in toive, if you have an iron rule of Bilim Rusha, Bikish Laka Sakel, B'machshuve, you can think sometimes, why is my son more Matzliach? It'll disturb you. And Bilim Rusha was Bilim Luvam, he was even ready to kill his own children. That's the iron rule. Because the message of real true Chayres means to be Chayres from the Yitzhara, to be Be'emeslerat, to be a person who has some Chayim, true value in his life, not to be Kufif to the Yitzhara. What's the Eitze? The Eitze is Toiv Ayin Hiye Voirech. Chodif Yaisa V'Yaichel. In Faked, that's the Tzayel Mad. Luvan Arami is Faked, Bikish Laka Sakel, his own children, because he had the Ayin Ruh. So, my mind. In these days, we might have Sphere. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, who are Nayim Tzura, although they learned the Rabbi Akiva, they learned Torah, and they were Kaibat Lachemoichu, it was missing the Akduma of Ayin Toiva. If you're missing the Akduma, Lefima Dragusam, Meretta for Goyser Tzadikim, we're saying it Lefi Enzer Sprach. If you're missing a Nayim, if you have the wrong way to look at the world, and you might be missing the Naim, even Tamid Rabbi Akiva might learn different Pshat Vatlach Kamoichu. Oh, aim a mitzvah zu begruben, aim a mitzvah zu reden. Because if you don't have the eye and toive, sometimes you learn false Pshat. Or Naim zu sehle se, maisi, it wasn't some chai. The void of my sphere is to be mistaken this inner of eye and toive. And that's the inyan we find here this week's Hedra by Tzaras. Tzaras. Let's think about the words of Tzaras. What's Tzaras? Tzadik, Reish, Ayin, Tuf. Tzaras, the Oysi is Tzuras, Ayin. What's Tzaras? A person has an Ayinzahl. What's Bezeure? Meize, Ayin. All because the Ayin is at left side. When the Ayin is at left side, it's Tzaras, which means Tzuras, Ayin. It's Bezeure, which is Meize, Ayin. If you scramble letters, and you put the I in the beginning, it's Atzeres. What's Atzeres? Achtes. What's Atzeres? Schwieres. The avoid of your Maya Sphere is, just like Blaila Seide, we were Zeuche, Kol Dich von Yais or Yeichel, we had Chayres, we had Chayim, because we had that Toiv Ayin, Yevoyrech. And we made fun of Bilam Arusha, we said, Luvan Arami, because like us Hakoil. We were elevated, we understood that it's worthwhile having the right iron to look at the gewaltige Verginnen on the ganze Welt. And that's Chayres. But then, in my sphere, we start to work again to be misaken the iron rule of the Tamidah Rabbi Akiva. And we come to Shvias, we misaken the Mitzer iron, which is Mitzeure. And we make iron first, is Atzeres. Shvias is called Atzeres, and Atzeres means Achtes. The whole in is the eye on the left side, or is the eye on the right side? On the left side, which means the left eye, causes Meitzer Ayin, because it's the end of the word. If it scrambles, let's say, it's the beginning of the word, which is Ayin Teure, is that Zeres, it's Achtes, Verkehr, that's Schwiers. So Schwiers, we reach the same Madreige of Laila Seide, through our Avoide, through Tikkun of the eye. That's the Indian, the Porsche say, he comes along with Tzaras, says, Kinega, Nega, he has a Nega. What's Nega? What's Nega? Nega is Nien Gimel Ayin. What's Nien Gimel? Gan. Gan means the Teure. There's Nien Gimel Pasha the Teure. There's 53 Pasha the Teure. Gan Sedris, the Kadmoyim say. Maybe most of the Kadmoyim make Cheshm of Gan Sedris. Nien Gimel, you learn Teure. Gan Aiden, you're sitting in Aiden, you learn Teure. But if the Aiden's on the left side, it's Ayin, it's Nega. It turns over the whole Torah, Nishka Samchai. Metzoyer Chushev Kemes. If it's Nega, if it's the Ayin on the left side, it's a left eye, it's Nega. What's the Aitze? The Aitze is Oinek. But the Ayin on the right side, a person works on having an Ayin Toive, that changes the Nega to Oinek. And that's what the Torah says. That after a week, the Kohen comes along, and he sees that the Nega is still there. The Hinai HaNega Umad Ba'ainov, says the Bris Kinnas Oilam. He looks at after a week. Let's see, has the person done tshuva? Has it become from Nega to Oinek? No. The Hinai HaNega Umad Ba'ainov. The Ayin is still at the end after a whole week. Not a week. But afterwards, Zois Tia Toyos HaMetzoyre, Nirpe Nega HaTzoras. You give a fear. To Nega, it becomes Oinek, and Tzaras becomes Atzeres. Till then, it's still a Nega. If it's called man, the person is not misacking himself to be able to have eye and toiver, to look at the world with rice, clean glasses, to be able to see the whole world with Yiras Shemayim, to forgive the whole world, it's still Nega, because it's still a left eye. But after Zois Tia, Toira Samet Zoira, what is the Toira, good Toira? Which Toira is Toira of Samchayim? Hinai Nirbu Nega Tzaras. What is it, a true Samchayim, a true medication? When you heal, the Nega should be healed from Nega to become Oineg. By putting the eye on the right side, it's Oineg, it's Geschmack. In Tzaras, towards the eye, we have the end, which is Tzar Ayin. It's the beginning, is Atzeres. Lukach, Shteitze Purim. You take two birds, the Eitz Eires, Eshlite Luas, the Eizoif. What's the Indian Blim Terusa? We take two birds, and we take a Eitz Eires, and a Eshlite Luas, and a Eizoif. Eitz Eires is Meramis. On the Pusik, Tzadik Katuma Yifroch, Ke Eres Balvunoin, Yizge, Shesilem Beweis Hashem. You have to be a Tzadik, you have to have a Toiv Ayin. Aina Hashem El Tzadikim, you have to have a Toiv Ayin. Eitz Eres, be strong. Don't be like Bekan of the whole world, feel low, the whole world more than you know. Feel that I have my own Shliches, Eitz Eres, have the Ayin Toive. Nobody can disturb my peace of mind. I have my own Shliches, I'm Eitz Eres. He's also Eitz Eres. That's what Tzadik Tome Yifroch, Ke'ez Bon Yizke, Shilin Baz Hashem, the end of Toive Ayin, of Ayin Hashem El Tzadikim. And then, through that, through the Ayin Toive, is Riech Nemiche, V'Nefesh Feiles, as the Mishnah. That's Shlita Luas V'Aizoiv. If you have an Eitz Eres, a person is strong in himself, to have an Ayin Toive, then through that he is Zoiche, to have the two other middas of Shlita Luas, which is Riech Shefeile, and Riech Shefeile, Riech Nemiche, and Shlita Luas in Aizoiv is Neve Shefeile. What are two Tzipurim? Two Tzipurim says the Zoya Kudosh, one Tzipur is Meramus, Tzipurim they speak. One Tzipur is Shech the Bat Tzipur, Shech Lushen Hora, don't speak Lushen Hora. The second Tzipur, do speak the Vratoyre. So two Tzipur and Meramus, one Meramus to take away the Simaru from not speak Lushen Hora, you Shech it, you take away the Bat speech. Then you have the second Tzipur who stays alive, which means to say that you have to have Toyre to speak Toyre. You take the Tzipur Achai and you immerse it in the dam of Tzipur Ames, plop together with the Aizoiv. And the Eitz Eres, Shita Luas, which teaches us, by having these three middas of Ayin Toive, which is Eitz Eres, in Nefesh Shefeile, Riech Nemiche, which is the Shita Luas, in Eizav, Nefesh Shefeile, then you can be, you suck in the Tzipper of Lushen Hora, you shecht it, and through that you can learn Toive. Now Toive can be a Samachai. That's what's gewaltig. The Pusik says, Mir Shechov Atzchai, Oedum Liris Toive, nur zoll ich muss selber mehr mu sie was hat euch einer ja schem el tzadikem hat der pusik warte what's pshat because how the person the sack in the lushen hore by sie ma ru was sei teuf ja so ein teuwe so mit ich nicht wieder because the person as ein teuwe is einer ja schem el tzadikem der albeste also looks at the tzadik because he's sack is not an ayim is mit ich mit so ein albeste auch kicken. The person is Simaru, he puts the eye on the right side, has an eye in Toive, Memaila, Aina Hashem al Tzadikim. He's looking at the middle, the eye which looks at him, and he gives him all his bakushas. We say in Shabbos and Davening, we say, Yisrib Malchisru, Shoimre Shabbos Bekoire Oinek. Shabbos Koidish is the day of Oinek. Why is Shabbos Koidish the day of Oinek? And what's the connection of Yisrib Malchisru? We're happy with the Malchus of the Eibishter. What's the connection of Malchus and Oinek? What's the connection? The way we explained now, the Oinek means that the eye on the right side, which means the eye in Toive. This goes gewaltig with the Indian of Malchus. Let's understand. It's a famous word from the Heilige Rishina. The Rishina says, the Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah, Bilam Rusha, which is Luvam, Bilam, this that's a horror. He wanted to curse the Eden. And they wanted to curse the Eden. He knew the Rege, but the Eibishter is in Kass. He wanted to curse the Eden in that Rege. For Toisvus, how can you curse the Eden in one Rege? And for Toisvus, Kalai. Says Toisvus, the Eibishter was Mahapach, the Kalai. The Srias Melech boy. He changed Kalai to Melech. This is the famous Toisvus of the Zura, the Aftal, the Beis, beginning of the Umad. Says the Heilige Rishna, what's the chilik between Kalai from Bilom and Melech from the Eibishter? What's the chilik? It says, Kalai, a person has three koiches. Machshove, Diva, Maase, which correspond, Neshome, Riech, and Nefesh. The Moyech, that's the Machshove. The Lev, That's the birim, lead, heart. And the blood and the liver, that's the masin. So a person has any of moyach and lev and covered. That the whole person is included in these three madrayas. If the person is el-chiyit, and he has ein-ay cycle, he starts with the right eye, he starts with the moyach. He starts with the moyach. What does my ein-ay cycle tell me? What does my neshama tell me? And then through that, he persuades his goyim that his lev should go after his moyach. And then the covered as well, that's melech. Melech is moyach, lev covered. All because he started off with the ayin. He started off with the ein-ay cycle. It all goes, vet ayin toive, shmeite vet ariach shefeile, ariach shefeile, in a neve, we zeggen altijd misdoten, ariach, mieche, neve schweile. This is three madreiges of moyach, lev and covered. But if the person, okay, starts with the left side, he starts with the covered. What his gashmistic eye tells him, what he feels in his blood, he starts off with the ending of the covered, and through that he goes to the lev, and then he goes to the moyach. That's kalai. So the ending of melech means going with the right way from the moyach, and kalim's fakir. You start off with the covered. Oyneg and nega is the same thing. The ayin is the moyach, the ayin is haichel. The nir is the nefesh, and the gimel is the riach, because at bash gar. Gar is Gimel is Reish, the same Oisius. So Oineg is like Moyach and Lev and Kuvit, the same Adraga of Nevshech Neshoma. Same thing. If it starts from Oineg, it starts from the Moyach, it's like Melech, it's like a king. He starts from the oil, the iron, he's sucking the iron, and through that is the Nefesh and the Riach all go the right way. That's Oineg. Like Moyach, Lev, Kuvit. But if the person starts from the iron, from the Nega, he starts from the left eye, then he starts for K. He starts with he starts off with a kalai, with a kuf, with a left koyach. Then for K. Then it's nega. The knee and gimel, they follow the left eye. Then this is a kalai. Shabbos kodesh, a person has a shumi yisayre. Shabbos kodesh, even amu ures, says the gemura mishnah, aim is Shabbos ulav. Shabbos kodesh is one of your shemayim. Through guarding Shabbos, through shmiras Shabbos, through sima ruvas hatoyim, through shmiras Shabbos. Then we zoyche to Malchus Shemayim. We zoyche to be in the Melech. Our neshama gets neshama yisayre, and we can think the right way. We have ein yisaychel. Even our uretz, who normally a whole week has a bad eye, he's scared to give trimus and maskus. He's like a kalge, he's a tzar ayin. Shabbos koydish is maskim not to eat nishke maset. He's believed in his maskus because he has an ayin toive. So Shabbos koydish is in of Melech. Moyech lev kovet. So Yisru Malchisru, because Shabbos we are abduvik in the middle of Melech. Shomer Shabbos v'koyra oineg. Meile was zogt in of oineg. Oineg is the same adreige as Melech. Melech means moich lev kovet, and oineg also means ayin and nefesh and riach through the ayin toive. And that was the secret. Halucha l'maase. We all want to have a good life. Some of the chayim, some of the chayim begashmius, some of the chayim brochnius. The Kodesh the Magid says. A filler has a person has moves. Moves means never sayish git. It's bad. But in this world, but in that world, what's the aitzah? If you add the ayin toive, to the moves, that moves. Geld. Paket, geschmack. Without the ayin, it's moves. Nishka, gashmi, nishka, ochnis. If you add the ayin toive to the moves, you add the ayin, the ayin Hashem al tzadikim, Victor, the atzal mumus nafshom. The tzadikim have the ayin toive and the matzal mumus. You add the ayin to the mumus, the ayin toive. You get Eli, you get Chaim, you get Panus, you get alles. So the ayin to himself, we should have seichel, ayin a seichel, to listen to this ayitz of this roichel. And then we can have some Chaim having ayin toive. Teaching ourselves, working on this point, I want to know that alles in the Welt in the Eibeste. Whoever is more masnich than me, it's not against me. It's not in of kinna, not in of lushen hara. If a person works on the point of coming in a smedrish, and it might disturb him in the first second why this person is more matzliach. He's a bigger knacker, he's a bigger gabber, he's a bigger oisha, bigger talmud chuchem, and he doesn't feel that seyes. He feels saras. It was the Eitzer. Work on this point of having your Shemaim and believing alles in the Eibeste. Der Zweite nennt mich gut nicht sie. Und man sucht damit zu Indien für den Chaim, Sam Chaim. Und man sucht damit zu schießen keinem Heil, meine Oma.